This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Are you driving your car or doing laundry right now? Podcasts go best when they're bundled with another activity. Like Progressive home and auto policies, they're best when they're bundled too. Having these two policies together makes insurance easier and could help you save. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save nearly $800 on average. Quote a home and car bundle today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $793 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary.
The New Yorker Radio Hour is supported by the Sympathizer podcast from HBO. From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr., The Sympathizer is the new HBO original limited series based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel of the same name. On the Sympathizer podcast, join host Philip Nguyen in conversation with the cast, crew, and author Viet Thanh Nguyen as they discuss the making of this historic series. Stream new episodes of HBO's The Sympathizer, Sundays exclusively on Max, and listen to the Sympathizer podcast wherever you listen to podcasts.
Listener supported, WNYC Studios.
We're going to close up today with a visit to my colleague, Troy Patterson. My new colleague, I might say. He joined The New Yorker as a staff writer just a few months ago. He's writing for us mainly about TV, but he's also been a book critic, film critic, journalism professor, and also a style editor, so I could use his help.
I'd love to know what you've been listening to, watching, wearing, drinking, eating these past freezing weeks.
My pleasure. I must have been eating stew.
You haven't been sick, have you?
Well, there are these children who just bring germs into my house. My own children bring germs into my house, and they escape unscathed while their parents writhe in agony.
Before we get to the, you know, high-minded cultural aspect of this, I think you have a sartorial recommendation that you want to give that's right at the end of your feed here.
What I've been wearing is Adidas Rod Laver sneakers, as usual. I have an occasion to praise this shoe because it is January, which means that the Australian Open is being played at the Rod Laver Arena. I think that people are generally familiar with the Adidas Stan Smith sneaker. It's right. This sort of this minimalist white leather one.
Right.
I am a minor member of a smaller cult that prefers the Rod Laver. As a performance item, they do not rate. They have had a following among hacky sack players. I like them because they look good dirty, but I think it's a better shoe as well.
And this is what you're wearing.
Yes.
With a foot of snow outside and it's melting and all that goop. That's what you're going to wear.
I like the way that the dirt and grime on this worn in pair of shoes kind of rhymes with the sooty banks of snow lining the sidewalk.
They go well with the multicolored socks too, I got to tell you.
Thank you. Thank you.
So what have you been listening to and watching and all the rest?
I got sucked into this Netflix show called Easy. Have you seen this?
I have not.
It's in its second season now. It's directed and written by Joe Swanberg. Mm-hmm. It is important to note that it is like an anthology series. We're not spending our time with the same sets of people in each episode.
What would be a great episode of Easy to start with?
I am going to recommend the first episode of the new season. It is titled Package Thief. It is set in Southside Chicago in a fancy neighborhood called Beverly. The characters, these sort of like affluent white liberals in their integrated neighborhood, are having to sort of negotiate that self-conception while also finding out this criminal stealing people's Amazon packages.
Yeah, you wouldn't feel like that? Like if you were going to steal a package and you went up to the door and you saw a picture of yourself?
I mean, I'm here during the day a lot, so if I see anything sketchy, I'll call 911 in a second.
Yeah, or we could maybe just try supporting our local businesses more and stop ordering packages online.
Are you kidding? Yeah. Yes, maybe. Half.
I mean, she's definitely.
I'm just saying they're packages and they're from Amazon or wherever.
I know,
they're
but
they're
like some of these packages are like expensive, like the pesticides that I get.
I totally get it, but the guy's
if he steals
not
that and does something with it.
This
I'm
is
on the
it's
hook.
Not about the package itself or the contents of the package. It's we're a community. There are children here. I
and
mean, it starts with packages. Who I just feel
I
unsafe.
Don't want to witch. Okay,
it's wonderfully closely observed. I think that because of Swanberg's trust in his actors to to improvise and create a character, it helps certain kind of like anthropological texture or something. It's got a keen ear for subcultures and social niches.
Great. I'm looking forward to it. I've always liked his films. You have more for us.
You're aware that there's a Jay-Z album that came out a few months back.
After a number of albums that were kind of not his best.
I tend to agree with you, and I like the new album. And so there appeared in December a video for a song called Family Feud. It is directed by Ava DuVernay. It is 8 minutes long.
8 minutes long is kind of crazy long for what we're accustomed to in the world of music videos over time, isn't it?
It is, but the whole thing is...
So it's extending long past the song.
The song is the payoff. You sit through a short film to get to the song. And the first half of the video gives us sort of a futuristic saga in a matriarchal society that is a vision of what ours involves into.
Afraid of each other.
Now, ladies, it's time to discuss the Second Amendment.
If you make it illegal, you'll drive it underground.
Not want to protect themselves, not want to protect their families.
If you have to understand...
So this is the new Constitutional Convention.
Already you're winning.
Yes.
Some people should have the right to bear arms.
You have distance from the person you're killing.
I understand your point. In a perfect world, it would be lovely if we could all just put down our weapons and get along. But that's not the world that we live in.
Ladies, this is just like the 13th Amendment.
It is fantastical and bonkers. I'm not even sure that it's good, but
I... Fantastical and bonkers was not really her style before, right? I mean, you know, we know her best for Selma and films like that, which sort of straight, narrow.
Yes, yes. Historical dramas, but she's introducing us to a new wheelhouse.
I have hope that we can shine again. We just have to remember from which we came. Family first, and always.
Super Bowl goals. My wife in the crib feeding the kids liquid gold. We in a whole different mode. Kid that used to pitch bricks can't be pigeonholed. I cooked up more chicken when the kitchen closed. We gonna reach a Billy first. I told my wife to spill your shit really work.
Thanks for dragging yourself down in the freezing cold. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me. Phonies come to a halt. All this old talk left me
confused. You'd rather be old rich me or new you. Troy Patterson is a staff writer at The New Yorker, and that's Family Feud from Jay-Z's new record, with a video directed by Ava DuVernay. But my stash can't fit in the Steve Harvey suit. I'm clear why I'm here, how about you? Ain't no such thing as an ugly billionaire, I'm cute. Pretty much, if anybody getting handsome checks, it should be us.
WNYC Studios is supported by W.W. Norton & Company, publishers of The Road to Freedom, Economics and the Good Society, by Nobel Prize-winning economist Joseph E. Stiglitz. The Road to Freedom, essential reading for those committed to the American ideal of an economic and political system that delivers well-being, opportunity, and meaningful freedoms for all. The Road to Freedom, available now wherever books are sold.